Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1. Listen back on the RT Radio Player app.
Well, we mentioned it a little earlier in the show. Dublin Airport has warned travellers that long-term and short-term car parks at the airport are almost full and will be unable to accommodate all visitors this weekend. Dublin Airport Authority spokesperson Graeme McQueen warned the public that if they need to travel to the airport in the coming days, they should use a bus, taxi, or have a friend drop them off. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by travel journalist Owen Curry. Owen, you're welcome to the programme. The message really is, don't park at the airport.
Good afternoon from sunny Texas, Sarah. Yes, and this is going to continue to happen through the summer. There's a crisis in the shortage of car parking spaces in the airport. Very simple reason for it. There was a private car park, listeners would be familiar with, a quick park on the Santry Road. During the pandemic, it came to a halt. There's been efforts to reopen it as a car park. Dublin Airport wants to do that themselves, but they're running through a few, have to get through a few hurdles to do so. And time is running out because the peak season is looming in a few weeks' time.
Okay, so the car parking facilities that would have been there last summer then just won't be there this summer, or at least in the same capacity.
Yeah, pre-pandemic, okay. Sarah, it was gone for last summer as well. About 4,500 spaces, a little bit more if you reconfigure the car park a wee bit. When we were, the last real year for Dublin Airport was 2019. We had 32 million people coming through the airport. We're going to be back close to that this summer, and we're doing so with fewer car parking spaces. Dublin Airport have managed so far by blocking off advanced bookings, and then people who did show up without an advance booking, they were over the Easter period, which was quite busy, they were able to accommodate them, get them in. But it's quite clear they have reached as close to full capacity as you can get, and unless they get this large number of car parking spaces released at 4,500, 5,000, we're going to be in a situation where people will drive to the airport and find, having assumed that they could park the car, they won't be able to do so.
Yeah, and this advice also to get a bus or a taxi. I mean, we had texts from people earlier saying they couldn't get a taxi home from the airport. It took them 30 minutes waiting in a taxi queue to get a taxi home. It is really going to put a focus on the public transport options or lack thereof to Dublin Airport, isn't it?
A lack thereof is the operative word, Sarah. I've been covering the metro to the airport for many, many years now. It wasn't built in that great infrastructure revolution we had with the motorways in the noughties. There was proposed at one stage to be finished by 2008. The last date I saw for it was 2030. The bus system works fairly well. There are about 9 operators, of which Air Coach would be probably one of the best known. And it works very well for Irish people going on holidays if they don't have huge amounts of suitcases. When it comes to large amounts of luggage, when it comes to families, it's a bit of a problem. And it's also a problem in the other direction. People arriving into Dublin Airport expect to have a metro because every other European city has one. And it's a bit of a shock. I think the only airport connected to the rail system in Ireland is Farran Four.
Well, Owen Curry, thank you as always for joining us and bringing us up to date on the situation. That's a story I suspect we're going to hear a lot more of over the coming week.